USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
President-elect Joe Biden set to introduce more members of his cabinet today. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
It appears President-elect Joe Biden is sticking with people he knows and people that have been in Washington, D.C. for a long time for his administration. The transition team naming Susan Rice as the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Rice served as National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. under former President Barack Obama. She also misled Americans regarding a terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya, which is why Mark Geist, former Marine, believes Rice is unfit for this position.
Joe Biden puts in somebody like Susan Rice, who we know has lied to the American people about Benghazi, who has zero experience in domestic policy, and a lot of failures truly in her foreign policy, even outside of Benghazi and how she handled that.
More content coming to Disney Plus. Lucasfilm and Marvel Studios will be delivering at least 22 series to the streaming service starting in 2021. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The minority leader in the House of Representatives has some strong words regarding Eric Swalwell and a Chinese spy.
Some Republicans are calling for California Representative Eric Swalwell to step down from the House Intelligence Committee, calling him compromised after his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy was revealed. Swalwell's office says he broke off contact with the Chinese national, Christine Fang, after being warned by the FBI in 2015 that Fang may be a spy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the issue goes much deeper than just Representative Swalwell. The California Republican tells Fox News that Northern California has been a target for Chinese spy activity for a while now.
This goes much deeper than just Swalwell. When you think about it, if the Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff knew this and kept him on the committee, that raises a very big question. It also raises a question when the Democrats backed out of the bipartisan China task force. Now it raises questions, why would they do that? What's most interesting is the Chinese has really focused on Northern California, Silicon Valley. Dianne Feinstein, for two decades, her body person, the person driving, hearing all of her phone calls, a communist spy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
MasterCard will no longer allow payments on a leading pornographic website after it discovered videos depicting rape and children. Visa halting payments as well after its own investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.